VOA News. Even as he pushes back against criticism of his Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump says he wants to meet again with the Russian leader. On Thursday, Trump invited Putin to visit Washington. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the summit was a great success to everybody but the news media, whom he's accusing of trying to provoke a confrontation with Moscow that could lead to war. But there is bipartisan concern about what was said, since it was just the two presidents and their interpreters.
It is utterly amazing that no one knows what was said. This is a democracy.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the president needs to be careful.
It's imperative that he understand that he's misjudging Putin.
The president says he wants another meeting with Putin to start implementing some ideas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told VOA on Thursday in an interview at the State Department that the U.S. has no intention of allowing Russia to question Michael McFaul, the former American ambassador to Moscow and a fierce critic of Russian President Putin.
President Trump was very clear. We're not going to force Americans to go to Russia to be interrogated by the Russians. There's been a lot of noise about that. I don't know why. Just the American people should rest assured.
The Senate on Thursday voted 98-0 to approve a resolution against allowing Russia to question American officials like McFaul. Russia and China have asked for more time to consider an American request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. The U.S. asked a U.N. Sanctions Committee last week to halt the shipments after accusing North Korea of exceeding a U.N. limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. This is VOA News. The European Union says it is preparing countermeasures if the U.S. imposes tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. But U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said Thursday it was too early to say if the U.S. would impose those tariffs of up to 25%. The Israeli parliament has approved a law that says only Jews have the right of self-determination in the country. Correspondent Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved a new law that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is a historic moment in the history of Zionism and the State of Israel. Netanyahu said minorities have full rights in Israel, but he noted that the majority also has rights. He said the law ensures the Jewish majority for generations to come. But critics say the bill does enormous damage to the State of Israel, whose image abroad is already battered due to its alleged mistreatment of the Palestinians. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Ugandan government says it will keep a social media tax in place despite an uproar from Ugandans. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
The social media tax went into effect on July 1st. President Yoweri Museveni said the tax was aimed at curbing gossip online, but users of social media and other online services have described it as unnecessary and an infringement on the right to freedom of expression and freedom to access information. The finance ministry says it has collected about $1.8 million from the social media and mobile money taxes. Many Ugandans are attempting to avoid the taxes by staying offline or using virtual private networks. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, says there will be a presidential election on December 23rd, but he did not say what his political plans are. He told the nation in a televised speech Thursday he unequivocally respects the Constitution, but the opposition says it fears he may try to hold on to power. His two-term limit as an elected leader ended in 2016, but problems organizing a new vote have twice postponed a new election. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped to a more than 48-and-a-half-year low last week as the labor market strengthens further. The labor market is viewed as being near or at full employment. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.